Hello, truth seekers, and welcome to another episode of We Want the Truth. I'm Pierce, and today we're going to be shaking things up a little bit and seeing if we can find the truth on finding love and companionship during a pandemic. So with two random strangers they've never met before, I made sure of that. We'll see if the different questions and scenarios we put them through today will create a spark. So for you truth seekers looking to see if you can find love during a pandemic, this is the episode for you. With that being said, let's get into this week's episode. This week, we have two incredible guests, and to shake it up, we're also using code names. Today, I have Girl and Boy. Very saucy names, as you guys can probably tell, and their proper names won't be revealed until the end. But with that being said, it's a little bit different for today, so we're going to be walking through some questions. I'm going to put them through some scenarios. We're going to have a little bit of a chat, see if we can make something happen. Other than that, one thing I realized over the last few episodes is that something we used to do is share a fun fact of the day. I would love for you guys, I didn't prep you guys for this. This is something I never prep people for, but I'd love for you guys maybe just to share a fun fact.
Ladies first.
Oh man, a fun fact about myself or just a fun fact
just,
in general?
Just about literally anything and everything.
I saw a TikTok the other day that said snails or slugs, I can't remember which one, but they have four noses. Or
really?
I think that's right. Don't quote me on that. But that's the fun fact.
Why do they need so many noses?
Who knows? Just to smell all the smells.
I mean, like, it sounds greedy to me. Say some for the rest of us.
Interesting. Well, Boy, what about you? What's a fun fact that you have?
It's a great question. Oh, I love octopus. So octopi can like act like other animals when they're trying to get away.
Interesting.
And they're like the next dominant species on this planet. It's great.
Yeah, I was confronted by an octopus in the Cayman Islands once.
Really?
That wasn't a fun experience, man.
What did you do to cause this confrontation?
I was scuba diving. And it was very sandy. I didn't know what to do because it sort of just popped out of nowhere. It was dark. It was sandy. I couldn't see anything. And next thing I know, it just sort of popped out of nowhere where then I had to be like, yo, dude, do you want to maybe get out of the way? And he was like, he literally just nodded his head and just like kept like swimming away. So, you know, I was pretty calm. I just told him what's up. He respected me. There's mutual respect. And he just went away.
He should have inked you.
I was so worried he was going to ink me, man. Those.
Yeah. That'd be kind of cool, though, getting inked by an octopus. If you're going to have any kind of animal encounter, like, that'd definitely be up there.
I mean, I've always wanted to get inked anyway, so it would have been a good start.
All right, I think their club's in the city for that.
Fair enough. Well, my fun fact, which I found on bestlifeonline.com, so if this isn't true, let me know, but humans are the only animals that blush. So we're also believed to be the only animal that feels embarrassment, a complicated emotion requiring understanding others' opinions and other factors. For Charles Darwin, he called it blushing the most peculiar, most human of all expressions, while Mark Twain said man is the only animal that blushes or needs to. That's my fun fact of the day. I'm not sure if you guys already knew that.
I don't think I did, but I think it makes sense. It's interesting.
Because we don't have fur on our faces, and that's why it's perceived that we're the only animals that don't blush or that do blush.
I guess so. Or it's like because we actually understand each other's emotions. Not that animals don't, but like I guess more on a deeper level.
Okay. I would say gorillas be up there. I feel gorillas blush.
I don't think they blush though.
But they have fur.
I feel like that's just in the Disney movies. They blush.
Yeah, but aren't all Disney movies based on true facts?
I don't know, man. I think Disney just, I don't want to get sued by Disney, so I don't want to say anything more, but I think Disney just does what it does to.
I think if Disney were to sue you for what you said about their movies, you should be very proud.
Actually, that's so true. Actually, I read here's another fun fact. I can't remember what the context was, but if you ever are recording something illegal and you're going to post it, just use Disney music underneath because then the legal suit then goes to Disney to deal with or something like that. So don't quote me on that, but that's something else interesting that I read as well.
Where did you hear that from?
I think I read it like on an article online about publications and cyber cyber law, something like
that. Why Disney Music? Is it just like the plan is that everyone just wants to overrun Disney with potential lawsuits that they can pursue?
Exactly.
Why Disney?
I don't know, man, because they have money.
Why not another company that has money?
Because I mean, like, Disney has the most money.
Yes, they also have more music.
That's very true.
This is now a podcast all about Disney.
Disney, just sponsor me.
Yeah.
Please, can I get a Disney Plus subscription, please? Okay, well, let's get into this week's first episode, first segment. So this first part, I've compiled a list of a bunch of different questions, some from the New York Times, some from a few different websites, and some from the game Truth or Drink. I think probably be the best way to go. I have listed numbers or questions between 1 and 30. So what we'll do, you guys will take turns sort of like just choosing number between 1 and 30. I'll prompt the question and we'll set sail from there. If that worked for you both.
Sounds good.
Too easy. Girl, choose a number between 1 and 30.
I'll pick 7.
7. Okay. Ooh, okay. So we'll start off here. So you can either answer the question or you can prompt the other person to answer it. The first question will be, what roles do love and affection play in your life? Great way to start.
What roles do love and affection play in my life?
Exactly. So you can either answer it or you can throw it over to Boy to start off.
I'll throw it over to Boy. Let's turn it around right off the bat.
All right, Boy. What does love and affection play in your life?
I guess there's two answers here. There's like the one that actually is how it plays versus the what I would like it to play.
Okay.
I'd say currently not a ton because I've just got too much stuff going on, but hopefully when I have less stuff going on, it plays a bigger part.
Okay, girl, I'll throw it back to you to answer that question.
I'm a very affectionate person in general. Like, it doesn't have to be romantic affection. Like, I'm a very touchy-feely kind of person. So, you know, I feel like I show love and affection towards friends, family as well. So I think it plays a pretty big role, obviously single at the moment. So don't have that kind of love and affection, but I do think that it does play a big role.
Totally. And I guess maybe just a follow-up question for you both. Like, what would you guys say like your top love languages are?
Oh, I'm totally physical touch.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd agree with that.
Ooh, okay. Alrighty. We're getting some compatibility, hopefully, right off the bat here. Boy, I'll throw it to you next to choose another number here.
Between 1 and 30?
Correct.
You got 30 questions there? Damn. Let's go
22. I come prepared, man.
Yeah, no kidding. 22, please.
22. Okay. Oh, this is an interesting one. Okay. So if you had to choose between going naked or having your thoughts appear in thought bubbles above your head for everyone to read, which would you choose and why?
Oh, naked, 100%. Because one, like, you are incentivized to work out a ton and be healthy, so you look good. So always you have to look at your naked body. So that's a lot of pressure right there. Then, I don't know, like, what's wrong with being naked?
I don't know. Maybe girl has an opinion on this.
Well, how long are we talking? Like, are we talking the rest of our lives? Or are we talking in like an hour a day?
Ooh. I'm just going to go with the rest of your life.
I don't know. I might go with the thought bubble and just like think really positive, nice thoughts.
How can you like force yourself to think positive thoughts though? Like
mind over matter. Come on.
But all the time, I feel if I had to worry about controlling my thoughts constantly, I would be exhausted. I'd rather just like go dick and balls out everywhere.
I feel like there's a bit of freedom though, letting like not having to hide what you're thinking.
Probably. Yeah, that's very true. That's very true.
If you don't like someone, they'll know right off the bat. You don't need to play.
I try and live my life that already happens. I try and filter myself quite a bit, even though I don't have a great filter. I always try and let people know where they stand if I can. If it doesn't, as long as it doesn't fuck me too much, I'll do it.
Fair enough. Okay, so we have
Wait, can we swear on this?
Oh, 100%. Say whatever you want. Oh, I mean, don't say whatever. Well, yeah, you know what? You got free reign, baby. Just do what you want to do.
Okay. So you're not getting a Disney sponsorship then?
No Disney Plus accounts for us, guys. I'm so sorry. That's my bad. All right, girl, I'll throw it back to you. Choose a number between 1 and 30.
27.
Ooh, okay. This one's going to be a little bit more personal. So why do you think you're single?
Well, for me, I spent a lot of my life dedicated to performing arts. So I was always in rehearsal, always in dance class. I think the only school dance I ever went to was prom. And because I was in theater and went to school for theater, I was surrounded by gay men most of my life, which absolutely love them, but you know, not much potential for love. Then I lived in New York and I moved back to Toronto. So I've been kind of all over the place. But I think for me, I'm really confident in who I am. And, you know, I'm in a place in my life where I don't need to be in a relationship. Like it's a nice to have, but you know, I think I'm very happy and content with who I am. So I go on dates, I enjoy dating, but I'm not jumping into anything because I don't need something, but like but want something.
And boy, what are your thoughts on that?
I mean, it's actually somewhat similar. Spent quite a bit of time with squash, training for that and like trying to be professional and then going to university in the States, full-time course load, and then traveling around playing varsity. And then also like, because I was living in the States under Donnie, it's quite difficult to get a visa. So it was rather uncertain. Most girls don't want to date a guy that may be moving to a different country in a matter of months. And then like moving back here, just I feel like just one, busyness. And then two, COVID definitely put like a curveball into meeting people. Interesting. Yeah, I also don't mind too much about being alone and just, or not alone, but like single. I don't say I'm picky, but I do think I have a pretty good idea of what I want. That would also be a factor.
Let's follow up on that. Like, what do you want? Like, paint it out for us.
Oh, really? So we're gonna go that. Is that another question though?
I mean, I think it's just a great follow-up question for girl here.
I mean, I guess so. I think, well, I feel whenever you approach a relationship, if you like actively seek out a relationship, it's kind of like set to fail. It's more of like, you kind of have to like go like meet someone and see where it goes. So I think that is like one mentality to have. And I guess pretty ambition, like ambition's like one nice thing, flexibility with just like life. And then also like plans, like I definitely want to travel around and like plan to move. I don't know, I'm pretty open to moving different cities, different countries. So that's one thing. And also just like having a good combination of like being athletic, creative, and I guess funny, and just like chill in general.
Interesting. And girl, like, what would you say, you know, to follow up on that is sort of the ideal for you?
It's funny because I agree with a lot of what Boy said. Like for me, ambition is definitely a big one. Like if you don't have ambition, sorry, I'm not interested. But, you know, like I grew up traveling a lot, like traveling and exploring different places and different cultures is a huge thing for me. And I want to be able to do that for the rest of my life. So yeah, honestly, listening to what Boy had to say, I was like, oh shit, that's like kind of what I would describe as an ideal too.
Yeah, no kidding. Good job, Pierce.
Well, I mean, I like to think I'm Dr. Love, but you know, we'll see after this call. So what I've done now, guys, I feel like I've been talking too much. So what I've actually done is sent you guys a list of questions. So I'm going to throw it back I think it's Boy's turn. So I'll let you guys just go from the list I have and sort of just take turns asking each other questions from the list I just sent you.
Love the formatting on this.
I mean, it's quality, right?
Oh, what's your bucket list items?
My bucket list items?
Yeah.
I mean, I've crossed off a few of them like right before COVID. I'm a huge adventure travel person. So like I hiked to Machu Picchu and I went to Easter Island. So doing adventure stuff like that is definitely on my bucket list. There are a few others there, but like, you know, if I could, a bucket list place for me to go, I really want to go to the Maldives.
Oh.
You know, nice. I think I would, I say this now, but like, I feel like I would skydive. I think I would. I don't think I would bungee jump, but I think a skydive I would put on my bucket list. I don't know. I'm not really a bucket list person. I'm kind of like, let's just go do something crazy and adventurous. And I don't necessarily have a list of what I would put on it, but I'm kind of open to anything adventure.
I would agree with that. Adventure sounds like pretty fun. When you went to Easter Island, did you see, like, do you know if the heads have little bodies underneath the ground?
They totally do. So they're...
I knew it.
They do. There's a few of them that are, they, like, fell while they were carrying them to their final place. So you can see them. And they have little hands, actually.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Where are these islands? Are they in, like, the Pacific Islands?
So Easter Island is... The only way you can get there is through Chile, actually. So... And it's 5 hours from Chile. So
just going directly
into west. The ocean. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Oh, wow.
And then it's actually direct. It's interesting if you look at a map because you wouldn't think of it. Easter Island is actually like directly south of Ontario. Like if you follow a line down, so it's actually the exact same time zone as Ontario.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't believe that. I don't think you're lying. I really don't believe that fact.
I know, it's weird because if you look at the map, like South America kind of goes to the side a little bit, right? So Easter Island's in the middle of the ocean, but it's like directly below Ontario.
Oh. Oh, whoa. Yeah. I thought you could zoom out faster. That'd be great. That's so cool. What the hell?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was a great trip.
Nice. Two fun facts.
Yeah.
All right. I guess like my bucket list item pretty much be similar to yours. Like I don't have a ton of things that I want to cross off. Let's just like do fun adventure stuff. Like I definitely want to travel around like Europe. Like I love to do like a backpacking or like biking trip around Europe and then do Southeast Asia. I would like to live in another country, like live and work in another country that's pretty different from Canada. So like not going from like Vancouver, like Dallas, or like Vancouver, like the Caribbean, or not even Australia. That's too similar, but like a different place. I'm trying to figure what else would be like fun, exciting. Oh, like I want to skydive, bungee jump, and I would really want to try base jumping. That would be cool.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I might die, but it could be worth it.
Those are all fun things. I would also live somewhere else. I lived in the States too, as you mentioned in your...
Did you go to university down there?
I did. I went to school in New Jersey.
Oh, where?
It's called Rider University.
Is that North or South Jersey?
Like, this is so bad. I lived in New Jersey for 4 years. I think it's more Central Jersey. It's like an hour from Philly and an hour and a half from New York City.
I lived in Philadelphia for 6 years.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, so everyone around you, like, are they Eagles fans or are they Giants fans?
Eagles.
Okay, so that's South Jersey.
South Jersey.
So are the people around you like white trash or not white trash?
So my school was like 10 minutes from Princeton, so they were not white trash.
I see. So yeah, again, South Jersey. Nice. Was the plan to transfer to Princeton?
Pardon?
Was the plan to like transfer to Princeton?
So my one of my really good friends from high school went to Princeton and played on the female hockey team there. So I just like would always stay in her dorm and party there and basically pretended I went there.
Nice. our school was like right across from University of Pennsylvania. So okay. Whenever we went out to bars like in the city and you like were the border bars like between like our school and their school, you'd always like run to Penn Kids and the Penn Kids like looked down on us like non-Penn Kids, like we were trash. It's like, oh, okay, thanks.
Yep. I totally got that too. When I was like, yeah, don't go here. And they were like, oh my God, this is great. I can actually talk to you. Like the guys, they were like, all the Princeton girls are too smart. And I was like, I don't know. I think that's an insult, but I'm glad you can talk to me.
I don't know if I would call them too smart, but I think the old money from like the 1700s is very much alive in the Northeast states.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. What is an embarrassing moment in your life?
Oh man, there's so many. I don't know. Like I just have it's hard to like name one probably because I've just pushed them all the way to the back of my mind to keep me sane. But I have a really bad problem with waving to people that I think I know and I just don't know them. So like I'm constantly waving to strangers or like saying hello. And then like I'll have them like do a double take and I look closer. I'm like, oh, like that's not who I'm waving to. Also fell down the stairs in a mall once in front of a lot of people. That wasn't very fun.
Oh, yikes.
Oh yeah. That was embarrassing. What about you?
It's okay. I broke my foot playing Dance Dance Revolution when I was in grade 6. I was playing and I fell off the inch high mat and broke my foot.
Oh my God. What was your score though?
Oh God, I no idea.
Oh, you remember that? Oh.
No.
Did you finish the dance?
Like, no, I don't think so. Wow, I'm like, you're making me relive it now. I haven't even thought about this like in detail.
See, this is, I know, it's a dangerous question. I wasn't too sure how big I wanted it deep in the back of my head. Just like really, I have nightmares later.
There's some other ones, but we'll stick with that one for now.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know like if you want to be like saying like your number one embarrassing story on virtual date number one.
Yeah, exactly. That's for date number two.
Exactly. Complete the sentence. I wish I had someone with whom I could share blank.
Oh man, I saw this one and I was like, shit, I don't know how to answer that. I wish I had someone with whom I could share, you know, going back to our previous conversation with, like, I could share adventures with, you know, share stories with, like, there's a bunch of different things that I would answer that with. eventually someone I could share a life with. That's like, that's a lot right now. But like, that's I think
saying what? Life, if you say like, don't just share life with, that's like, that's too easy of an answer.
That was not my first answer though. That was like number three or four. Yeah, I feel like I'll go with my gut on that first one and share adventures with.
Yeah, that's true. That's always a good one. I feel for me, it would be like my weird, strange thoughts that make people think I'm a lunatic that Pierce is probably familiar with. I guess like, cause if you get to that point where you can just like be really open with someone and just like talk about like something completely strange or like get really obsessed with something like just so stupid, but be fascinated with it and have the person not look at you like you have multiple heads, that would be a pretty good spot to get to in a relationship. Yeah. I feel like adventures would also be like pretty up there though.
Well, I feel like you want to be authentically yourself with a person, right?
Oh, yeah.
And like, I feel like you can also learn a lot about a person by having adventures with them too, right? Like, I think you learn if you're compatible really quickly if you...
Oh, yeah. Encounter like problems and things.
Yeah, stress. Exactly. Yeah.
How do we handle this situation? Okay.
Yeah, exactly. What would make you immediately swipe right on a dating app?
Immediately swipe right on a dating app?
Mm-hmm.
Should we define immediately? Like within a second? Okay. Within a second, then you're just going off attraction.
Okay. So but I guess
if it's like no doubt about this one, like swiping right, I guess it'd be like attraction and then like similar interests. I guess that would be it. Attraction and similar interests.
Yeah, I'm like a big smile person. So like if they have good teeth, that's usually it, like to do with attraction too. And then, you know, I hate to admit it, but like height is a thing for me because I'm like 5'7". So I feel like I'm pretty tall for a girl. So like height is usually a thing for me when it's on dating apps.
Are you like the 6-foot threshold person?
So my dad is 5'11". So I'm always like, okay, I'll put it at 5'11". But I know that guys that are 5'11" put 6 foot, you know, so around 5'11", 6 foot.
That's such a hard thing to do though. Cause like, what if you like, you show up? Oh yeah, I guess so. Cause yeah, I guess you're not going to show up on the first date and like, be like, oh, this guy's like not 6 foot. He's 5'11". Like,
yeah. So like, that's my, I'm like, listen, if the guy's 5'11", that's not an issue to me. I just know that most guys, if they're 5'11", will put 6 foot on their dating app.
Lying on a dating app, who would have thought? Oh, this is a fun one. What's the worst date you've ever had?
The worst date I've ever had? Oh, I had a pretty awful virtual date during COVID. And I was a guy I met on an app. I should have had like some kind of inkling by the fact that he didn't smile with his teeth in any of his pictures. And that's so ironic that I'm saying that because I just said that if a guy smiles with teeth, like that's a swipe right for me. But I got on this call with him and it was just like he had a really high-pitched voice and I just like, I don't know, the questions just were making me feel uncomfortable. And I was like, thank God that this is a virtual date, because I don't know what I would do if I was in person, because I'm like, I'm too nice of a person that if it was awkward, I probably wouldn't leave. Like I would have just stayed for the whole time and then
head to the bathroom permanently.
Yeah. No, I like wouldn't be able to do that. So I was like kind of happy it was a virtual date. And I don't know. It was more of an awkward date than a bad first date, but I just like, I remember being like, oh no, my computer's gonna die. I have to go. Sorry. at least there was an out.
Yeah, no kidding. For me, like this is a pretty easy one. I had this last summer and met this girl on a dating app and she won, like we suggested pitch and putt. So we went for like a pitch and putt thing and like she wanted me to like to carry her clubs for her because like she hurt her foot and like couldn't carry like a 2-pound golf club. So I had to like caddy for her. And then also she just asked me with all these like weird questions about like, I think I said hi to her and within like 5 or 10 minutes, she like was asking about like where I stand politically, which I think is a bit aggressive.
Yeah.
Especially like early on. And then the very end of the day, she was like telling me how about all these like one night stands that she had and was asking me if like I had like when was the last time I was tested for like an STI? And I was just like, ah, this is such a hard no.
That's just so uncomfortable. Like, why would you?
Yeah, it was awful. She was like asking me like, oh, like when was the last time you had sex? When was the last time like you got tested for an STI? Like, have you ever had an STI? Like, and I was like, are you like just like sizing me up like I'm a piece of beef? Like, what is going on here? Like, I just like couldn't understand it.
I feel like those are questions that you can ask, but like not like on the first 5 minutes of a date or like the first date. Like, I feel like that's like later down the road, you know?
But oh yeah. Yeah. Like,
interesting.
Yeah. Like, you know, like I'm okay with covering a couple of political topics on date number one, that's fine. But when you're hitting all, like, every political topic, like a debate show or something like that, as well as, like, sexual history, I was like, this is, like, I don't know.
A lot.
Yeah, well, even if I end up dating someone for, like, 2 years, I don't give a shit about what their sexual history is. Like, I care about what it is, like, when they meet me and then onwards. But I don't care what they did before.
Right, exactly.
So I was just, like, shocked. And she's like, I said, oh, how many girls you slept with? I was like, this is just such a weird date.
Yeah, I would be uncomfortable, too.
There was no second date.
What was the last thing you searched for on your phone?
That's a good question, actually. The driver standings for Formula One.
Have you been watching F1 on Netflix?
Yeah, I got into Drive to Survive like I think last year. My close friend is like really into Formula One. He like wakes up every morning, every Sunday, like 5 a.m. to watch a race. And like he got me into it. It's such a good show.
It's so good. I just started it a few weeks ago and I'm happy that there's so many seasons because
what season are you on right now?
I'm only on season 2.
Oh, you got some great, great television in front of you then.
I'm very excited.
Who's your favorite driver then?
I really like Ronaldo. That's his name, right? The Australian guy?
Ricardo.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's hard not to like. He's pretty good and he's also a great personality.
Yeah, exactly. He's got a pretty good smile too.
Yeah, it is massive. That is for sure. Who's your favorite team?
I think season 1, I was like, I liked Red Bull. And now I like Renault. I don't know. It's so interesting because they like the first season, I feel like I'm very early in the second season, but the first season, I feel like they only focused on those few teams, right? Like they didn't even touch on the first, second, third place teams that are like the high up ones, like Ferrari and
Mercedes and Red Bull.
Yeah. Like they touched on Red Bull, but they didn't really talk about Ferrari or Mercedes in the first season, I thought was interesting.
I forgot. Red Bull was like third that year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think like they kind of saw like Netflix figure out like we don't want to be part of this like stupid Netflix show, like they're gonna be just an annoyance, and then it all of a sudden became huge in North America and they're like, oh, we should probably get into this market.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I'm excited to watch more.
There's
so many seasons.
Oh, it's great. And also, you know, so you can just watch the races as well if you want to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning. Well, I guess
there you go.
In Toronto it would probably be 8, so it's even better.
There you go, not even that early.
Yeah, boom boom. How about you? What was the last thing you searched on your phone?
So I was talking to Pierce before we started. The last thing I searched was, what does a tick bite look like? Because I think I got bitten by a tick today.
That sucks.
So not very exciting, but that was the last thing I searched. So
what does it look like?
It looks like a bullseye. So there's like a center ring and then like another, like there's like two rings. So it's like a red circle, white, and then a red circle. So I will be seeing my doctor after this podcast.
Yeah, surprise wasn't like, what does Lyme disease feel like?
Oh, no, don't worry. That was earlier.
Oh, you already had Lyme disease? You're good?
No. I looked that up earlier before I was like, wait, what does a tick bite actually look like?
Just don't get Lyme disease. I hear that's like not fun.
Yeah, no, I don't plan on it. That's why I would not like to have Lyme disease.
Yeah, no kidding.
Alrighty, so let's segue into scenarios here. So, okay, this is going to be a pretty simple one. So you can each take turns answering this, but things are going well. You're going to have your first physical date, maybe sometime down the road. Who knows? What do you do or where do you take the other person and why?
Where are we? Are we just like limitless locations?
Limitless opportunities, boy.
I mean, like being in Vancouver, it's pretty hard to turn down, like go for dinner, have some drinks, and then watch the sunset at the beach. It's pretty ideal.
Interesting.
That sounds lovely. I would probably do like dinner and drinks as well, but like then afterwards go do like a mini golf or like some kind of, or like go to like a pool hall or one of those like rec room kind of things. So like I think that brings out a fun playfulness to a first date, and you get to see someone's personality really come through when you do like an activity like that.
You always play mini golf or like pitch and putt.
Yeah.
Get your gloves for you. Are you competitive?
I can be.
So if you and I are playing pool together and I beat you in a game, are you gonna tomahawk the pool stick over the table?
No, I would not do that, but I would try really hard to beat you the next game. That being said, I'm not very good at pool. I know my strengths and weaknesses.
That's like the one, I think that's my biggest flaw, is I get too competitive with stuff. And even playing like Battleship, like the last girl I dated got really mad at me because we were playing Battleship and I beat her like 7 times in a row, and she and like she was getting upset, but she just wanted to keep playing. And I was like, I need to stop. I need to learn how to stop.
I'd be pretty upset too.
or just like let her win.
Yeah, exactly. At least one game. Like if I win at least one, I'll be happy.
Yeah, but also like how do you lose in Battleship? Like it's like a game of chance almost.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, I'm going to get you guys to collaborate on this next question. So let's say, you know, in a perfect world, you guys are so happy and you guys are 1 year into a relationship. You guys want to get away maybe for a week or two. You know, where would you guys like to go together? Where do you think you guys would like to go?
Girl, what continent you want to go to?
Well, I mean, the first thing that came to my head was you talking about backpacking like through Europe. And I'm like, that would be so fun. Or do like a road trip around Europe.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Yeah. I would totally do that.
Yeah. I would probably, where would you want to start? I would think like, well, one, how long are you going to go for? Because I'd probably want to like do like 3 to 6 months and try and go from like Lisbon up through like maybe to the UK and then do France and then end up in like St. Petersburg.
Oh, fun. Yeah. If we had that, I think Pierce said 1 to 2 weeks, but I mean, if we had 3 to 6 months, that sounds great. Oh,
okay. 1 to 2 weeks. Okay. Maybe biking to St. Petersburg was not ideal in 1 to 2 weeks, but yeah, I don't know. Probably I can go France. Biking around France would be pretty dope. A lot of wineries.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. No, I did a study abroad in France and it was amazing. I was in a little town called Angers, which was like 90 minutes west of Paris. And there's like a huge castle in the middle of the town and like a bunch of, it's in the Loire Valley. So lots of wineries there.
Oh, nice. That sounds like heaven. Even yeah. Like I try to go up to the Okanagan as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the summer before COVID, I did like a trip up the side of Italy into the south of France. Like I would totally do that again.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
there's just so many cool places that you can go in Europe. I would go to all of them.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm a big fan of history, so like anything that has history and like, you know, France and Germany and all of Europe has tons of history, so it'd be kind of cool like you go check out the museums and also like all the wineries around there.
Pierce, you did a really good job. I'm such a history person too. Like I love ancient architecture, so like anything, like all the chateaus and the museums and like that, I will spend hours is just like looking at anything that has any part of history to it.
You just like at the buildings and stuff, like when you look at architecture, like when you go into like an art museum, are you staring at the paintings or are you staring at the actual structure?
Both. Love looking at the paintings too. Architecture wise, like the huge like chateaus and palaces just like scattered throughout, and like even like in Rome, like the Colosseum and all the ruins, like that is so fascinating to me. Like I love learning about the history and like what came before us and exploring ruins.
Oh yeah, I completely agree. I'm very surprised that the Colosseum is still standing. That thing's been around for what, like 7,000 years?
Yeah, it's insane.
How did no one like just destroy it? Why did the Catholics not just destroy all that history when they moved in?
I mean, they destroyed a lot. I'm also so surprised they didn't.
Yeah,
and they're like, thank goodness they didn't.
Yeah, no kidding.
Thank goodness they didn't. Yeah.
Great job by them not destroying that.
It's interesting because a lot of things they did destroy. Like if you walk around the city, you see a bunch of ruins, but the Colosseum's still there. So.
Oh yeah, have you been to Frankfurt before?
I've only been to the Frankfurt airport.
All right, so I went to Cologne, Germany, and then like Frankfurt, and this is after being in like Netherlands and been to Paris. And like, I was amazed because you go to all these cities and they're like incredibly old. And then you go to Frankfurt and everything's brand new. And I was like, oh, wow, like Frankfurt's such an old city. Like, I wonder why everything's new. And you go, right, they were bombed to hell in the 1940s. Like, right.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. And like, even in Cologne, Germany, like there's tons of old buildings. But like, and if you there's new ones as well, but like you can go to different parts of the city that's just old. But Frankfurt, like from what we heard from the locals, it's like everything is new. Like you have to go really like try and find a building that's over 100 200 years old.
Wow, that's so interesting. I would love to explore more of Germany. Never been. That's on my list.
They have good beer there if you like beer.
There you go. I have to check it out.
Yeah,
let's switch it up. So instead of you guys like being together, you guys tomorrow are stranded on an island together, you know, what are the three things that you would hopefully have or bring to survive? Or how do you guys think you would navigate living together on an isolated island to survive?
Is it three things each or three things total?
Ooh, three things total between the two of you.
Oh, wow. Girl, what do you think? I think we got to bring a knife, right?
Yeah, that was the first thing I was thinking about too. You need some kind of sharp object for food and to help cut down stuff for shelter.
So like just a real nice machete.
Yeah, exactly.
Quality machete.
Because you carry one with you all the time, right?
I mean, not all the time. I leave it at home when I go to work, but.
You'd have it with you on the desert island for sure.
Yeah. Oh yeah, 100%. Like it'd be like my little pet.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Are we trying to get rescued?
I think so.
No, I would say like it's probably dumb bringing matches. Like, what's a? I don't know. There's maybe, like a device you start fires.
Isn't it magnifying? With a magnifying glass, you can start fires really easily.
Yes, that's a very good call. So machete, magnifying glass. Is there any value in having rope? Rope is like kind of finite, but I guess so is a machete. Maybe not a real nice machete. I don't know. I guess like a couple kilometers of rope would be nice.
Yeah, I feel like that would be, because then you, yeah, I feel like rope would actually be very useful because you can use it for both food and shelter.
Yeah, wait, if we say like a boat, is that cheating? Like a sailboat?
Well, with our machete and rope, we could make a boat.
That is true. That is true. It's all complicated things. Use a machete and rope. That's all we need.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, and fourth thing would be like a volleyball with like a smiley face on it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Wouldn't leave home without it.
Nope. Like, what was the other part of the question, Pierce?
Yeah, so like, what things would you guys bring? And then how do you guys think you'd navigate surviving on an isolated island together?
I think step one is like probably find a water source and then probably build shelter.
Yeah.
Go for a nice walk to see what animals are running around and what things look edible.
Yeah. See if there's any other people on the island too.
That's true. I'd be like, I'm just like, keep thinking of the show Lost.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I feel like for the first little bit, you would like want to do stuff together just because like you don't know what's out there. Like I wouldn't go wandering on my own. Then it depends on how long we're stranded there. Like if we're stranded there for a long time, I feel like you got to do some stuff by yourself too, right? For living there for a while.
I feel you don't want to spend every single waking minute with me on a desert island?
I don't know. I don't know how close we are at that point.
I think, I don't know. It'd be more like, hey, like, I got to get some food. Like, come with me. In case any monkeys, like, try and jump out and kill me. Yeah.
Monkeys are vicious, honestly.
Have you ever been bitten by one before?
No, but when I was in Southeast Asia, they steal things. They're mean animals.
Yeah. Well, they're sneaky animals. Well, So it's the opposable thumbs. That's what makes them so dangerous.
Honestly.
Do they like steal from you?
No, but I saw them break into like this. I went to a monkey sanctuary and I saw them break into this contraption where they kept bananas and like they literally like ripped it open. And then like I saw the monkey stole someone's phone. They like unzip your backpacks. Like, and our tour guide was like, don't look them in the eyes because they will think you are challenging them and they will attack you.
Really? That's an interesting stance for a human to take of like kind of bowing down to a monkey.
Well,
but then again, we are in their space.
This is true. But like the guide would like hold a banana above your head and then the monkeys would just like jump on you. And then they would just like sit on your head while they ate the banana. As long as you don't look them in the eye and you don't have anything they can steal, you're just there.
Wow. Did you try to look one in the eye just to see what would happen? Like, did you see eye contact made?
No, I didn't. That was not a risk I really wanted to take that day.
But I feel like it's tough to, because like, for me, I feel I would probably make that mistake. I wouldn't try and like seek it out, but I would be looking at a monkey and then just like meet its eyes and then just like hold a gaze. And maybe there's a connection with the monkey and I, or maybe it attacks me, but you really just don't know.
Maybe. Well, you could take that risk on our deserted island if you wanted to.
If there's one of us that has to do it, I'll volunteer.
Amazing.
Yep.
Perfect.
I hope that you know any medical care.
I do. I had swimming lessons once, had to do first aid.
Okay, perfect.
Back in the day.
Perfect. That's going to be like really helpful.
Yeah, I totally remember everything.
Cool. I've done CPR, so that's what I bring to the table.
Okay, perfect. I feel like we're set. We could totally survive this deserted island.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
No, I was about to say, so, oh man, I had a great question here. Hold on. Okay. So you guys split a lottery ticket. You guys won $1 million tomorrow. What would you guys do with it? Or how would you guys spend it?
Try to pay the least amount of tax possible.
Mm-hmm.
Are we sharing the money?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd probably put it in the bank, try and like invest in property one day.
Yeah. The first thing I'd probably do is invest and put a bunch in the bank. But then I feel like I would treat myself a bit.
What would you treat yourself to?
I'd probably go on a trip. You know, treat myself to a nice like business class ticket.
go somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, with $1 million, you put some away. You can definitely take advantage of that for a nice trip. Yeah. I feel like I would honestly try and be smart about it and save as much as I could without getting taxed a crazy amount on it.
The idea of like just going to a casino and putting it all on red, it's just it's so tempting as well.
It is, but I would not do that.
Yeah, I think I'd probably do that. I could save and invest most of it and then like spend. I don't know what I'd buy for me. I don't think I'd have to buy any like material items.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Like for me, I would spend the money on experience more than material things.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Like I feel when I look at like treating yourself, it's more like a Parks and Rec kind of view where you're just going to buy like a bunch of stuff that you don't really need.
Yeah.
But yeah, pretty tough to argue with trip.
I feel like that's been my answer to everything. I'm like, let's just go travel.
Let's go to South America. Yeah. So, well, investing is a smart answer.
Yeah, I would totally put most of it there.
What if you couldn't do that? If you couldn't invest it, you had to spend, what if you had to spend all the money in the matter of a week?
I'd probably buy some kind of property because I think that's an investment in and of itself. And then travel.
Okay. What if you had to spend it on material goods though?
Material goods?
Material goods. Like you had to go into like a brick and mortar store, you need to buy stuff.
I don't know. I feel like I'd probably buy some nice art, some furniture. These are such boring answers, but
yeah, kind of smart.
I'd probably honestly like art's pretty expensive. I'd probably spend a lot of it on art.
Yeah. I have this conversation with my friends quite a bit. It's like, if you had $1 billion or if you had like $100 million, like how quickly could you spend all that money if you weren't allowed to invest it or buy like real estate?
Have you seen, there's a website where it's like, you have to try, I think it's Bill Gates, but it's like, you have to try and spend his money and it's like all material stuff. And it's like buy a yacht. And it's like, even if you bought 16 yachts, you like wouldn't make a dent in his fortune.
It's insane how much money those guys have.
Yeah. There's a website where you can literally go and like add things and it like shows you how much money it would take away from their net worth and it literally doesn't make a dent.
I kind of want to try that website out. Do they have a picture of like the person and they're just like, you spend like $1 billion of theirs and they just like yawn like it's nothing. And then as you spend more and more, they look more and more concerned.
No, but that would be funny.
That'd be a good feature.
Yeah, it totally would be.
Yeah, I think you have to go, definitely have to go yacht. Yacht would be nice. And then go maybe art would be good. I think I would just try and buy like a ton of Rolex watches because it's kind of an investment in itself, even though it's a material item.
Yeah, that's kind of like the thought that I had with art. It's how you're thinking about Rolex watches for sure.
Yeah, or baseball cards because those things are selling for like $3.5 million now.
It's insane.
Or just a bunch of pairs of socks. Just socks and toilet paper. Socks and underwear, yes. Toilet paper for the rest of my
stock
life.
Stock up on it all for... Yeah, save up for the next pandemic. Buy all
and
the
then I buy a house just to store it all in.
Just for the storage, not to live in.
Not as an investment, that is for sure.
Yeah.
Just for storage.
Yeah.
And then just a last and quick scenario question. You guys got to know each other a little bit today, and let's just say both of your birthdays are tomorrow. Based on what you guys know about each other, you know, what would you guys get for each other?
Is there a spending limit?
Nope.
Oh, I mean, like, based on what I've learned, like, I probably have to buy her a trip or something. But I don't know. I think you just kind of, you have, like, a nice dinner, and then you just give them a card saying, hey, like, we're going to go to this place this upcoming weekend. And you just, like, plan, like, a small trip.
That's a tough question. I feel like, just because we talked about, like, backpacking and biking, like, I'd probably buy, like, the backpack and be like, hey, we're going on a trip here. for these dates, right? Like have that in the backpack.
Oh, that's very creative. That's better than the card. I'll have to say that's better than the my card idea. With the note.
I would have accepted a card.
A card like that is actually an itinerary of like the weekend trip that we're about to do.
Now we're talking.
It's just really romantic.
Love that.
Before we do the reveal, I had messaged you guys both to come up with like three questions each to ask each other. So I think really quickly, just as we're sort of tapering off here, love for you guys maybe just to drop your hot burning questions for each other real quick, and then we'll move into the reveal.
Are you a cat or dog person?
Totally a dog person. I'm kind of scared of cats.
What, really? Why?
Yeah. I think one of my friends growing up had a cat, like, and I think she snapped at me once. And ever since then, I just like, I don't love cats, but cats tend to love me. Like if someone has a cat and I'm over, the cat always has to be near me. But oh, yeah. I'm 100% a dog person.
Yeah, I can see that. I feel with cats, like they just like anyone that doesn't like them.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. See, I have an issue with this question because I've always thought of myself as a dog person because, like, I like going, like, an animal I can go do activities with and that's friendly and, like, everything about dogs is incredible. But I also have gained an appreciation for cats because my parents have a cat. And I think they're, like, it's, like, an interactive decoration to have around the house. So, like, they're kind of funny animals. They're, like, a little bit above, like, a house plant. As they, you have to, like, feed and water like a house plant, so you have to do the same thing for a cat. So I don't know, I definitely want to get a dog one day. I guess that would be a bucket list item, but I also want to get a dog when I'm able to be a good dog dad and like not leave it at home all the time, and also give it a yard.
No, 100%. That's my friends always ask me when I'm gonna get a dog. I'm like, I'm not getting a dog anytime soon. Like that's a later in life thing when I've like settled down and can actually care for a dog.
I completely agree. It's like, I want a dog, but I just need to be able to provide for it, invest in like an education for it so it can be properly trained, make sure it has a good life. But cats are like pretty low maintenance. They're just like, you might as well be getting a houseplant at that point.
Are you vaccinated or plan to be vaccinated?
Yeah, I'm first dose vaccinated, not second dose. Plan to be vaccinated as soon as possible though.
Okay, cool. That's like my number one question right now.
Are you vaccinated?
Yeah, I think it weeds out like some people that I would not.
So if I said I was like anti-vax, would you just like hang up the call like immediately?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I know a couple of people that are anti-vax. They're living on a different planet. They're pretty out there.
Yeah, it's insane. I don't understand them.
Yep, I don't know. People are people.
Yeah.
You said you're like a really artsy and theater person.
Mm-hmm.
Were you an actress, singer?
Yeah. So my entire life, I grew up doing musical theater, and my university degree is actually in musical theater as well. So when I graduated, I moved to New York City and tried to be an actress for a while. So I did like singing, acting, and dancing.
So cool. Like one, I've heard that's a struggle just from listening to interviews of actors. How tough was it?
Oh my God, it was the hardest yeah. time. You know, I think while I was still in school, I was romanticizing the idea of it. And I auditioned every summer and I worked at theaters during the summers. And then I moved to New York City and, you know, you're waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go stand in line with 500 other people. And all you do is you hand in your photo and your resume and, you know, you could stand in line for 8 hours and then tell you that they don't even want to see you based on your picture. So it's a really cutthroat, tough industry. It kind of got to the point where I was like, you know, it wasn't worth it to me to put myself through that stress and anxiety every single day. So yeah, it's tough. And if you don't really love it, it's not worth it.
I can relate. Like I did something similar with professional squash. When I graduated college and I was like, oh, I'll go from varsity squash and try and play professionally. But you have to, because there's no money, you usually need to get a coaching gig to like supplement your income. Mm-hmm. And then it became the point where it's like, okay, I could either just stay in Philadelphia and make money, or I could pay $1,000 to fly to Cleveland, be there for a couple of days, lose in the first round, and win like $70. It just like mathematically just like didn't make sense. And also like between that and grad school, and coaching, I was like, I just kind of want to make money and like put stuff in my brain right now.
Yeah, no, for sure. That kind of my ultimate decision was like, you know, I want to be able to make a living and not have to live paycheck to paycheck. Was a big thing for me.
I know. The falling back down to earth is a lovely, lovely realization.
Yeah. You know, it's always really nice to have like a complete midlife crisis at 21. Career. Yep. Just a complete career switch.
Yep. Hey, it's better to be earlier than later.
That's true. What is your favorite drink and why? Like alcoholic beverage?
Depends what season. In summer, got really into, well, you know, it's really hard to beat a good margarita. Mm-hmm. And then I guess like summer, like vodka sodas are with a lime, like it's so refreshing. It's so basic, but it's so refreshing. And then in the winter time, probably like either whiskey on the rocks or like whiskey and ginger ale.
Cool.
How about you?
I'm a big gin and tonic girl.
Oh, geez. That's our family drink.
Is it?
Yeah.
I love gin, like any kind of gin drink. Yeah, that's my go-to.
That's a very high-class liquor, I feel. I don't know why. I just like feel like very high-class females like drink that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah, no kidding. I've been watching too many movies from like the 60s.
No, I'll have gin any time of year.
If you could rule the world for a decade, what would you do?
Oh, the rule the world.
Rule the world.
God, I feel like there's so many like answers to this. I'm like laughing to myself because in my head I'm like, I would like try and eradicate like world hunger and climate change and like, you know, get rid of homelessness and affordable housing and like all that kind of stuff, which isn't a laughing matter. Those are very serious things that I think need to be
tackled. But you only got a decade. Time is of the essence.
Oh man, what would I do? Honestly, I would probably make it that like money wouldn't be an issue. So like you could follow your passions and like be able to make a living that way. I don't even know if that's possible. I would actually be ruling the world for a decade, but
inflation is over the roof.
That's a tough question. Jeez. What would you do?
I mean, I would rule with an iron fist for a decade. No, I'd probably, well, that, but I'd probably try and make education incredibly available and encourage it.
Yeah.
Invest in people a little bit, and hopefully people can, like, work themselves out. And then I would love to do either make both individuals and corporations more responsible for their environmental impact, because right now, I think, well, if you look at, like, Lytton, BC, they got up to, like, 48 degrees. And then 2 days later it burned down. That's a big cost, and I feel that cost is coming right from the government, as opposed to my whole perspective about environmental issues. It's like humans make a ton of short-term decisions that benefit only the short term, but introduce these huge like hidden costs in the long term that it's not worth it. It's not a good deal. So I try and make people a bit more responsible for that. And then what was the other thing I was trying to do? Oh, really police information, so there's no fake news.
See, that's such a good answer. I agree with everything that you just said. I wish I could have articulated.
I would have to have a good answer with that question though, because like I wrote the question. It'd be kind of bad if I had like a bad answer to that.
That's true. I would have totally judged you if you didn't have a good answer to that after asking me.
or just be like, I don't know, I would just like retire.
Yeah, exactly. Have everyone bow at my feet. That's what
I would delegate.
Yeah, exactly. That was a good one. That was a good question. What's your go-to karaoke song?
Oh, I don't have one. I got a terrible voice. So if I had to sing one, probably like Atlantic City by The Band.
Okay.
I think that's the right, yeah.
You should sing a little bit of it.
No, thank you. I leave that to you. You're the one with the voice here.
If you were drunk and like your favorite song came on the radio and you were belting it out, like what song would that be?
Probably Atlantic City.
Okay.
Oh, it's by the same answer. It's by The Hand, I think. No, it's by The Band, or like Sail On as well.
Cool.
I listen to old man music.
My friend made fun of me today when I picked her up because I was listening to a playlist called, it was called Soulful Classics, and she was like, why are you listening to old person music?
I was like, hey, don't share old person music. It's for people is your musicians just had to be like really good at singing and really good at playing instruments. It's a simpler time. Also, like I thought the same thing. And I lived with this guy like 3 years ago who's like now my good friend. And he listened to doo-wop the entire time. Like he only listened to doo-wop. And I was like, what? Like, why are you listening to like the latest song that you listen to is like from the 70s. Like you can listen to anything from the 70s onwards. So I just listened to doo-wop with him. And I was like, you know what? Like doo-wop is pretty, pretty cool. I like it. Cause it, all this thing about is like love and like, just like life. It's like, it's pretty simple music to be happy to.
No, it just puts you in such a good mood, honestly.
Oh, totally.
Cool.
What about you?
My go-to karaoke song has to be like a classic, Don't Stop Believin'.
Oh yeah, that's a pretty good one. I would love to know how many like plays that's had on karaoke relative to every other song.
It's probably the number one. I think it has, or it's up there.
Do you think if you were going to a karaoke bar, like how many times do you think Don't Stop Believin' would be coming on?
In a night?
Yeah, one night.
Probably like, I would probably say like 50 times. Like I guess it depends how many hours they're open, but like probably at least once or twice an hour. that math didn't work, but like if they were open all day, like I would be like 50, but like I feel like maybe once or twice an hour.
Can you imagine like the staff like working there just like, oh, I hate this goddamn song.
I feel like you would never be able to listen to it ever again after you worked at a karaoke bar.
No, you'd like wake up in the middle of the night like sweating because like your dream had that song in it.
Exactly. Have night terrors.
Yeah, night terrors, that's the real deal. Don't want that.
Well, I'm going to give you guys the option here. We can do the reveal, or if you guys want to remain a mystery, we can leave it at that. So what do you guys want to do?
I feel like a reveal, maybe.
Okay. That's such a weird question. Like, do you want to just fade off into the distance and no idea what you're talking to?
Yeah, well, some people do, you know? So I don't know. Okay, let's do the reveal. Okay, camera's on. And then after, just like say your name, introduce yourself, and then we'll go from there. All right. So 3, 2, 1, camera's on.
Hello.
Hi. Hold on. I can't really see you. There we go. Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
What's your name? Is it actually girl?
Yes, it's girl. No. My name's Sarah.
Oh, nice. That's a very solid name. I'm Michael. We got two very solid white people names. Boring ass names.
Yeah. Based off you guys getting to know each other, the scenarios and now seeing each other, would you guys now go on a date, do you guys think?
I'd say so, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, turns out Disney's going to send you on a Disney cruise for two.
No way. That's so crazy.
I know. It's crazy. Come in? It's so crazy that it's not true.
Oh, it's too good to be true, literally.
I think there's a spark here. Maybe this is going to be a recurring segment. Who knows? Maybe just to end off here, like what were your thoughts on today? Any burning question you guys still have for each other? Or
Do you want to meet in Winnipeg for our second date? Meet halfway?
Sure. It's an adventure. Cool. Let's do it.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, listen, I'm gonna end the podcast here because it's getting way too steamy. I don't think I should be here anymore.
Romantic getaway to middle of Canada.
Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah. Winnipeg is beautiful.
You've been there before?
Nope.
You should go there.
Maybe I'll meet up with you two there once you guys go down.
I think if Sarah and I end up getting, you know, going serious and end up getting married and having kids, you'll probably be with us the entire step of the way.
I'll be like Joey from Friends, and you guys will be Monica and Chandler.
Literally every date you're there.
Yep, that's pretty much it. I'm not going to lie.
Pierce would, though. Like, I would. Totally.
Yeah, but he'd be like sitting at the dinner table and like we trying to talk to him. He's like, no, don't talk to me. Like, pretend I'm not here.
Yeah.
And then we're like, okay.
Oh, that's so true.
Yeah, you're like, don't just pretend like I'm not here. And he's like just sitting there on the table, just like kind of like watching you, like that.
Just like setting up my podcasting equipment. Just like, yeah, guys, we gotta keep going. Up to our faces. Can you just say it again, please? Just say it again.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. Well, why don't I let you guys plug yourself really quick? Tell people, you know, if they want to maybe keep up with this journey or like follow you guys, you know, what channels can they follow you? What are your handles? Feel free to plug yourself.
I'm Sarah, and you can find me on Instagram. Sarah, Sara F Davis with 3 S's. That's my Instagram.
Michael, write that down.
I'm recording the whole thing. I'm Michael. You can find me on Instagram. I don't really use Instagram though, which is kind of an issue. I'm not a big social media person. But my Instagram is mr.thompson95. Mr. Thompson.
I love it. Yeah. Well, guys, thank you so much for going on this date. And I'm curious to see where this goes next. And thank you for all those truth seekers out there still listening in and following along on our journey. Of course, the ongoing support and thoughts and feedback is constantly appreciated. So please also continue to follow us at We Want the Truth Pod on Instagram and We Want the Truth on Spotify, iTunes, and all streaming channels. And look forward to telling you guys the truth on something else next time.